Mishnah Aleph. Have you ever been to a bris milah on Shabbos? Of course. If the baby is born on Shabbos, the bris milah is on Shabbos. So we know we're allowed to perform the mitzvah. Not only are we allowed to, we have to perform the mitzvah on Shabbos. But what about things that aren't mamash the mitzvah, but they're called machshirei milah, preliminary, things that prepare for the mitzvah? We know we can do the actual bris. How's about bringing the knife? Is that mutter? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it is. Let's see our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, Imlo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't bring the instrument for the bris milah, meaning the knife, before Shabbos, in other words, you didn't bring the knife to the house where the baby is scheduled to have the bris, mevi'ei b'Shabbos, you should bring it on Shabbos. Ah, you could have brought the knife before Shabbos, says Rabbi Eliezer. You can still bring it on Shabbos. Not only that, but megula, it should be brought exposed, where everyone can see it. You see, we want to demonstrate how precious the mitzvah is by us. We want to show that it's even mutter to violate Shabbos in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Now, there were times they couldn't carry a knife when it was exposed, Lubasakana, during a time of danger, and that's when the Umas HaOlam prohibited the performance of the mitzvah. So you can't carry it open, because if some of the officers would see him carrying a knife for bris milah, he would be in big trouble. It may even cost this person his life. So therefore, mechaseh, he should cover it, al pi edim. He should cover it in the presence of witnesses. You see, if you see someone carrying a knife, so you understand he's going to a bris. But if you see him carrying something which is covered up, I don't know what he's carrying. Maybe he's carrying, you know, something that he wants to take from one place to the other. So you have to let edim know. You have to let witnesses know, I'm going to be carrying something covered, but I want you to know that it's for the purpose of the mitzvah of bris milah. Does this mean that the edim have to follow him through the streets? And if anyone says, what's he carrying? They should go running over to the person and say, shh, no, he's carrying a knife for the bris milah. And the answer is no, that's not necessary. It also probably wouldn't be a very good idea if you're trying to hide it, if you're trying to hide it from the government. See, you're going to have one person walking with something covered and two people walking behind them saying, psst, don't worry. You know, I think that would attract attention. And anyway, the milah knife is a very small knife. You can just put it in your pocket without anyone knowing anything. It's not like he's carrying a huge cake that has to be covered. So what is the chashash? The chashash is that when he arrives at the place of the bris and he takes something out from under his clothing, we shouldn't suspect him of carrying other things as well. So we have to have witnesses to testify, no. This man only carried what he needed for the bris milah. At least that's how the Sefer Sheshanim LeDavid learns. The Tres Yisrael says, look, you know, even though it's a little knife and you can hide it, but maybe someone's going to see him hiding it, and he'll think, who knows what he's hiding there to carry. So you have to have edim, but everyone agrees. It's not that the edim have to follow him through the streets. Okay, so once again, Rabbi Eliezer says, if you didn't bring the keli from Erev Shabbos, you can bring it on Shabbos. Bring it, reveal, let everyone see it. Ubasakana. But it's dangerous to walk with a milah knife. Mechaseo api edim, you should cover it in the presence of witnesses, as explained. V'aid amar Rabbi Eliezer. Furthermore, said Rabbi Eliezer, Carson ate it. You can even chop down trees. Lasas pechamen, in order to make charcoal, v'lasas kli barzel, and to form an iron instrument that's necessary to do the bris. Chop down trees? What does chopping down trees have to do with making knives? Well, in order to be able to make a knife, you'd have to melt the iron to, like, bend it into the right shape, or at least make it enough in shape to be able to do the mitzvah of bris milah. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying, you can go so far back, if you don't have a knife, you can even chop down the trees to make the charcoal. Rabbi Akiva, however, disagrees. Kalal loma Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the following rule. Kamu lacha she'ev shalasai semir of Shabbos, anything that could have done before Shabbos, any machshirei milah, like bringing the knife, definitely making the knife. Eina doiches haShabbos. That doesn't push away the Shabbos. That doesn't override Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. It's just that if she efshel asoisem erev Shabbos, those that could be not be done from erev Shabbos. She means it can't efshel possible asoisem to be able to do it. If she efshel asoisem erev Shabbos, those are the things that are doiches haShabbos, like the actual cutting itself. The halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. So once again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We know that Bris Milah is Daicha Shabbos, has about the things that prepare for the Bris Milah. Rabbi Eliezer says, no problem. If you didn't bring the knife, you can bring it. He says to bring it out in the open so people should see how important this mitzvah is. If it's a time of danger and you weren't allowed to do it, and he had to tell Edom what he was covering. Rabbi Eliezer goes so far as if to say that if you have to make the iron or make the knife, no problem. Chop down trees to make the charcoal. Rabbi Akiva and the halachas like Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says any work that could be done before Shabbos doesn't override Shabbos.